Listener supported. WNYC Studios. I was getting.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Swearin' is one of two bands that was born after the breakup of P.S. Eliot, a cult indie rock band that was fronted by the sisters Katie and Allison Crutchfield. The twin sisters now have separate projects, Katie with her solo work in Waxahachie, and Allison with this louder, punkier band called Swearin'. And Allison and Kyle Gilbride of Swearin' are here in the Soundcheck studio to play us some songs from their new album, called Surfing Strange, which was released just this week. We'll talk more about the record in a bit, but first, let's hear a song called Loretta's Flowers. This is Swearin'. That's called Loretta's Flowers, a live performance by members of the band Swearin' here in the Soundcheck studio. Allison Crutchfield singing, Kyle Gilbride singing and playing a bit of electric guitar here in the Soundcheck studio. Swearin's new album is called Surfing Strange, released this week. And Allison, this is obviously a much stripped-down version of the band.
Yes, definitely.
After I had introduced you as being louder and punkier. But, I mean, the songs have that kind of short, you know, punk length to them, not overstaying their welcome. Let me ask you first about the name of the band, Swearin', with the apostrophe
with
at the end. I'm not swallowing my G's. I'm pronouncing it the way you guys spell it.
Well, it's funny. We actually really couldn't agree on a band name at all. And we started playing together and we started thinking, well, if we're going to play shows, we need to have a name, obviously. And Kyle had come up with Swearin', and it was on our long list of band names, and it was pretty much the only one we all agreed on.
Yeah, there was a lot of contention about this band name decision.
And the album name, Surfing Strange, is that, I mean, are we talking about, like, internet surfing or real, like, wave surfing?
It's kind of, this was Keith's album title. I know what it's about, but it's kind of hard to get into.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's roughly about, you can generalize it and say it's anytime you're surfing and, you know, making your way through new territory or strange territory, something new, something.
Well, now, this isn't such new territory for you guys. You've been a band for, what, about 2 years now?
2 years.
Started in Brooklyn, moved to Philly, and for a while, you guys were all living in one house with Allison, with your twin sister, Katie, who now records as Waxahachie. And Soundcheck listeners, we actually shot a pretty neat video of Allison's sister, Katie, as Waxahachie during this year's South by Southwest Festival. You can find it on our website at soundcheck.org. Are they still calling Philly the sixth borough? Is that still happening?
I've heard that a couple times. No one in Philly says that.
No.
Well, some years ago, a bunch of Philly artists put out a compilation CD, and they called it Music from the Sixth Borough.
Did they?
Yes. Oh, I mean, we're going back like 6-7 years now.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard the term lately, though.
I think Philly's trying to build its case for having its own identity.
For being its own city. Yeah, with its own
they
scene.
They do get a lot of carryover, and I think there's maybe some self-consciousness about it.
Yeah. So how is the scene there? I mean, we've heard, you know, Kurt Vile and people like that, and there was the Espers and the whole freak folk scene for a while. Mm-hmm. Is it still pretty lively?
It is. I guess that's, we were part of more of the, like, DIY punk scene there, but it's awesome. I miss it. It's very thriving. It's alive and well.
Mm-hmm. So when I used the word punkier in introducing you guys, I wasn't totally off base, and just to give folks an idea of what the full-on band sound is, I want to play a little clip from the song Parts of Speech. This is from the record Surfing Strange by the band Swearin. That's some of a song called Parts of Speech by the band Swearin, late of Philadelphia. Where are you guys based now? Like, out of
it's
the van?
So
is that
kind
what
of.
Van.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
The airport for the last month.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
We're speaking with Allison Crutchfield and Kyle Gilbride of the band Swearin. They are half of the band. So doing this sort of stripped down, I mean, you're still plugged in, but just barely. It's one electric guitar and the two of you singing. Have you done a lot of this?
No.
Not too much, no.
Yeah. No, it's not.
This might be the third occasion.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the songs, are they sort of written this way, you know?
Yeah, more
kind
or less.
Kind of, yeah. I think individually, yeah. This is how we go about it.
And this record seems to have a lot more, Kyle, of you singing than the previous work by the band. Is that, you know, kind of a change in a conscious change of direction, or
no? I
just
mean,
worked out that way.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit. There was sort of us all living together, and I think everyone just contributing a little bit more to the process, and it sort of became a little more democratic. Whereas when we started, we sort of, me and Allison had this group of songs that we had written together, and we kind of were just, you know, shoving them into the band scenario. So there was more Allison songs. Plus, I think it's just whoever's writing more songs is writing more songs. Whoever's writing less. And yeah. I think I happen to have been a little more prolific this time around with the record, and I had a lot of songs ready to go. So they ended up on there.
Yeah, you and Keith too. Keith actually sings on this record, which he didn't sing on the last record.
That's Keith Spencer, your bass player.
Yes, yeah. Keith Spencer.
And we should mention Jeff Bolt, your drummer.
Oh yes, always.
Jeff Bolt plays drums.
We'll mention them, but we won't hear them. It's just Allison and Kyle today here in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do a version of Curdled for us next?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. The band is Swearin. The album is called Surfing Strange. It is brand new, just released this week. And we'll hear this duo version of what is originally a four-piece band song called Curdled.
Spreading waves, sleeping in my head. I'll have names, but everything's past tense. In a certain way, everyone's laughed at, and on boring days, everyone asks that. Try to resist all the typical chains. Everything froze when they went away. Critical shifts makes the glaze decay. Ritual rots when you come awake. Come awake, and life just drifted. Nothing changed, but everything happened. All the typical change. Everything froze when they went away. Critical shifts makes the glaze decay. Ritual rots when you come awake. Ritual rots when you come awake.
That again is the band Swearin' and a live performance of a song called Curdled, which you will find on their new album, Surfing Strange. Kyle Gilbride and Allison Crutchfield of Swearin' are performing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This next song is the lead-off track from the record. It's called Dust in the Gold Sack. Once again, Swearin' live on Soundcheck.
Daylight night on the turnpike, like the crunch of the black ice and the buzz of the semis. Noisy blare, ashing your long hair, you glare at the crack scene out a foggy window. Cracks in the ceiling above us, like dust in the gold sack. Cracks in the ceiling above us, like dust in the gold sack. Black tights, a life retrospective. Your text is subjective, and you're all. Like dust in the gold sack. cracks in the ceiling above us, like dust in the gold sack. Back and forth down Bedford and no strand, you set things in motion while I drive you. Is unrequited, and we are defective. Cracks in the ceiling above us, like dust in the gold sack. Cracks in the ceiling above us, like dust in the gold sack.
That again is the band Swearin', half of the band. It's Kyle Gilbride playing guitar and singing, Allison Crutchfield singing live on Soundcheck. The song is called Dust in the Gold Sack. It's the lead-off track on the record, in which form, Allison, it's a kind of amps to 11, you know, rocker.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of nice hearing it that way.
Thank you.
You know, I completely missed that line about the viaduct.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's kind of a good line.
That might be partly in my fault for having mixed it.
No. My sister always jokes, there's a part where I say green alligator, and she thought that I said stretch navigator, like in that R. Kelly song, but it's green alligator.
Now, speaking of your sister, Allison, we mentioned Katie has her own band, Waxahachie, the two of you twins with, you know, your own history in a band together. Mm-hmm. Did you guys grow up in a musical family?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, we really didn't. I mean, our family loves music, and mm-hmm. They were always playing music, but none of them actually play.
Right.
They were very, not confused, but a little bit confused when we, like, really took to it when we were teenagers. But they were very excited and supportive. I think it's a completely different world for them.
Now, you guys grew up in Alabama.
We did.
Right. And you, Kyle, grew up here in New York.
Yes.
In a musical family?
Not at all, either. No. Okay. I think I'm the only person. It was sort of a similar situation where I was, like, maybe 7 or 8, and I said, I want a guitar. My mom was like, why? Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Let's get you a guitar.
Well, the reason I ask is that in coming up in about a week on Soundcheck, we're going to be talking about, you know, people introducing their parents to, like, contemporary music. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, having Allison, having two daughters who are, you know, touring musicians, I would assume your parents have probably been exposed to some stuff
they're
by
super,
now.
Oh, yeah. They're super. At least my mom. My dad is, like, excited to come to shows and festivals and stuff, but my mom is, like, into it.
She
knows about bands that I don't even know about. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she's
mom.
I know. She's really into
she's on top of it.
Sirius XMU, and she listens to Jake Fogelnest a lot. Like, she's really into Jake Fogelnest show, which is really awesome and funny to me, but. Yeah.
So listening to bands that are still just emerging,
yes.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got her finger on the pulse.
She definitely
of the indie rock community.
Wow. So have you introduced your parents to anything?
Anything
that took?
I'm trying to think. I think that my mom, when we were teenagers and we were really getting into, like, Rilo Kiley and the Strokes, my mom was, like, into it, but I don't know if it really stuck. Like, she'll still reference that. Like, if she's listening to a band today, she'll be like, oh, that kind of reminds me of Rilo Kiley. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's mm-hmm. cool. That's, like,
one of her reference points.
It is one of her reference points, definitely.
And Kyle, how about you?
No, not particularly. I tried, I'm, but it, you know. There's only so much. Everything I learned about music, I learned from that. You know, my mom was a huge Leonard Cohen fan.
Nothing wrong with that.
And, you know, Bob Dylan. So I grew up, you know,
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't, doesn't want to hear from your generation. Is that what you're saying?
Not so much.
Unless it's you. I think if it's you, then she does.
She's a pretty avid follower of my career.
Well, that career now includes a new record called Surfing Strange. The band is Swearin'. They've been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Allison, Kyle, thank you both very much.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
This is Soundcheck.